The satchel is thrown over my shoulder. Shifting through my memories, I try to recall the story that I haven't read since Mom died over a decade ago. This isn't how it starts out. Kata isn't a character I remember either. I think the story begins with the death of the king. Levine? Move on. They're elves. Of course their names don't make sense. It was Louvre something, but that's all I remember at the moment. I'll read the book for answers when this meeting is over. As I originally thought, this is not the same century, or the same world. Walking through the halls, there are other elves in elegantly woven tunics and elaborate dresses, imbued with sparkling stitching and silk fabric. This world is definitely a fairy tale version of knights and princesses in a land of fantasy and elves, if Mr. Shadow Teleport hasn't proven that already. The halls are dim and dark, depressing decor from top to bottom. Reminds me more of a vampire's castle than an elf's. While the castle itself is immaculate with Gothic architecture, high arches and carved columns, there's not much personality. Dark, gloomy, sad even. When the stranger and I walk by a servant, they lower their head. I'm not sure if it's for me or him, but one girl happens to catch my eye. Upon doing so, she scurries off. Seriously, who is this Kata? And why am I suddenly in her body? Did she possibly wake up in mine? If so, she better be going to my classes. The amount of money I pay per semester for school, she better not be skipping.